Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson. It's called Tapas, and this is your free newbie lesson of the week. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. And before we start, I just want to tell everybody that's listening to us on iTunes, listening for free, that we have other levels as well as the newbie level, and you can access those other levels by subscription. Now, if you're in the process of deciding if you want to buy a subscription, remember that we give you a 7-day free trial if you just come to the website and sign in with your email address. So let's talk about tapas, Liliana. I am a big fan of tapas.
Of course. Who isn't? Tapas. It's a great, great Spanish dish.
Now, this is the style of eating with the small plates. You know, and a lot of you that have been to Spain know this. You go to a bar, you order a drink and a small plate of something.
Yeah.
And you share it.
Yeah.
Then you pay the bill and you get up and you go to the next bar. You order another drink.
And that's what you do.
Another small plate of something. It's a wonderful lifestyle. It's a great way to spend time after work, right?
Yeah, definitely. And the key word for the day is vino.
Vino, okay? This means wine. A lot of you already know that because you speak English, and we often say vino. It's time to have some vino.
Yeah, vino.
Okay, we're going to listen for that key word vino in the dialogue, which we're about to hear three times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Sí. Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
¿Vino?
También.
Second time.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Sí. Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
¿Vino?
También.
Third time.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Sí. Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
¿Vino?
También.
All right, now let's start with a translation.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Would you like to order some tapas?
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Do you want to order tapas?
¿Quieres pedir tapas? Sí. Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
Yes. Some ham, the potato omelet, and some olives.
Sí. Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
Yes, that Spanish ham, the potato omelet, and some olives.
Sí, jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas. ¿Vino?
Wine.
¿Vino?
Some wine.
¿Vino? También.
Also.
También.
Yes, also.
También.
Okay. Wow, I had a little trouble translating those those words there, the menu items.
Is that, it's so Spanish, you know?
Yeah, I would never say some ham. Yeah. I would never just order some ham in America. You'd have to be in Spain to order jamón serrano. Anyway, let's get back and take a closer look at all these sentences. So the first sentence, would you like to order tapas?
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Okay, now I heard the word tapas, which obviously is tapas,
mm-hmm.
right? And the word for to request or to order.
Pedir.
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 Okay. Pedir. Now, if we want to say, do you want to order?
¿Quieres pedir?
¿Quieres pedir? ¿Quieres? This is the verb querer, and it means to want, right? Yes. So, ¿quieres? Do you want to order tapas?
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Okay, and here's the order.
Sí. Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas, y unas aceitunas.
Okay. These are super important things to learn if you're going to Spain.
Yeah, it's classic, you know? And even if you're a veggie, you can still order two of these.
Okay. So let's start with the meat item because I'm not a veggie.
Okay, I know. Okay, so jamón serrano.
Jamón serrano.
Is what people would call prosciutto. In Italy, right?
But it's better than prosciutto.
Yeah, it's better than prosciutto.
It's this cured ham. It's not cooked. Mm-hmm. It's cured. And it's dried on the beautiful mountainside with the, you know, pure winds, whatever. And it's sliced super, super thin. And it tastes salty and porky and fresh and delicious.
Okay, you like it.
Jamón serrano. Okay, you can see the word for ham in there is jamón.
Jamón, yes.
Okay. The next thing, I called it a potato omelet, but that takes all the romance out of it.
Yeah, but, you know, tortilla de patatas is not like the tortilla we know from Mexico. But it's like, as you said, it's kind of like an omelet. It has like onions and potatoes and it's delicious.
Right. Now, it doesn't sound that special. I remember telling my students about tortilla de patatas and they're like, well, that's a potato omelet. I don't care. But when those students go to Spain and they eat it, they're like, wow, I can taste the potatoes and the eggs.
Yeah, it's
a very
delicious.
Deep thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, aceitunas.
Aceitunas means olives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's always olives at tapas, isn't there?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. So let's hear those menu items again.
Jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
All right. There's only one thing missing.
Vino.
Vino. We got to have vino.
Of course. Vino tinto.
All right. So the person actually asks, is there going to be wine, right?
Mm-hmm. She says vino.
Vino. It just says vino with a question intonation.
Yes.
Okay. And the answer is also.
También.
También. That means we're going to have that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have that as well. También means as well or also. All right. Why don't we listen to the dialogue again three more times?
Dialogue. First time.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Sí, jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
¿Vino?
También.
Second time.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Sí, jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
¿Vino?
También.
Third time.
¿Quieres pedir tapas?
Sí, jamón serrano, tortilla de patatas y unas aceitunas.
¿Vino?
También.
All right, Lily, we're back, and I really want to talk about tapas.
Tapas, tapas, tapas. Okay, my favorite, obviously, apart from these three, I love patatas bravas.
Oh, patatas bravas. Those are the fried potatoes that are cubed or wedged,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're fried, and then they're tossed in a spicy sauce.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They can bring the spicy sauce like apart, or they just mix it.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. And they have some other that are called patatas alioli.
Okay. So that's a garlicky flavored.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like with a white sauce. It's mm-hmm. delicious. Then you have the calamari.
Oh, the fried rings. You know, my favorite tapas is actually pulpo.
Pulpo.
Yeah, I know this is going to freak out a lot of Americans, but it's octopus
yeah.
that has been boiled for a long time, chopped. I think it's boiled for an hour, right? And then chopped up and then dressed with olive oil, paprika, and sea salt.
Mm.
And it's tender and awesome.
I'm so hungry now. Anyway, now we gave you some of our suggestions when you go to Spain. Or you don't have to go to Spain. You just go to any place, Spanish place, and mm-hmm. they will have tapas.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
But tell us, what are your favorite tapas? You can leave your comments in the comment section.
Absolutely. That's SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.